Hello, and welcome to The Porch with Alicia Barlow. Hi, I'm Alicia Barlow, author of The Porch, a place for enjoyment, conversation with people, reflection, and encouragement.
Hello, everybody. This is Alicia with The Porch, and I am here with Evangelist T. Brown. What is your full name?
Tawana.
Tawana Brown, but she goes by T. Brown, Evangelist T. Brown, and she is the founder of Warriors Working for Jesus. I have known Ms. Brown, Evangelist Brown, for quite some time. She is a wonderful lady. Her foundation focuses on getting out into the community, and she calls them, helping out our outside neighbors. Yes. I like that, outside neighbors. Gotta tell us about yourself. You know, who is T. Brown, and how did you come up with, you know, your foundation, and why?
Well, let me see. We've been affiliated since 2005. I was going through a divorce, and the Lord I was having a communication, or should I say, with the Lord. And I was like, I want to do something for women, whether they're married, single, divorced, widowed. And so the ministry used to be called Women Working for Jesus Ministries. And so I would have conferences, and the women would come. And so then one of my conferences I had, one of the women was like, can my husband come? He want to come. And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, and then I had another lady, she's like, well, can my boyfriend come? I was like, yeah, why not? You know, and so then I was like, had a conversation with the Lord again. And he said, well, why not just change it? I still wanted the WWFJ. Those of us, the people who know me, know I love acronyms. So it's like, let's stay with the WWFJ and just change it to Warriors, because we're all warriors working for Jesus. So that's why we are warriors. And so it was like, well, since men are coming, we can't just keep up with women working for Jesus. So we changed it to the Warriors Working for Jesus. And we also changed the scripture. So we're with the Ephesians 6. And if you're dealing with that, and that's with the whole armor, putting on the whole armor of God. Excuse me, because you can't be a warrior and not having on your whole armor, dealing with the helmet of salvation and going through the whole thing. I'm not here to preach, but that's what the scripture is about.
Okay, so. All right. I know I met you, my mother was living at the time, and you were doing some conferences, and I went to some of your conferences and participated in some of the conferences, and they were always delightful and always inspirational and encouraging. And so, and at that time it was Women Working for Jesus. And so when I met you a while back, you know, years ago, it was mainly the conferences that I knew about. When did you start, and how did you start? And that was, you know, you said that you were going through a divorce, and I think that you were like just ministering to women of all circumstances, in any circumstance, right. You know, and whether they were divorced, married, or just, you know, because you have multiple women coming and speaking on various topics, right. Which was very, very good. When did your focus kind of start going toward the conferences, which you still have,
right.
But I know that you do a lot of ministry for the outside neighbors, and how is that combined with your conferences that you do?
Well, not only do I do that, but I also do nursing home ministry. I'm just busy. I am about outreach.
Okay.
And so basically that's what the Warriors Working for Jesus ministry is. It's just a lot of different things with outreach.
Okay.
It's not just focusing on women. It actually changed like several years ago because I pretty much was getting people that were coming to me that were tired of the norm church going inside the church building. A lot of people were coming to me that were hurt by church members, church people being, we are the church. We know that we are the church being the people itself. And so people were getting tired of that. And so I was like, Lord, what can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, and he was basically saying where Jesus was on the outside of the church building. And so that's when my focus shift, going on the outside, because I used to be homeless. You know, and the reason how we ended up with being outside neighbors, why we did that is because I remember back when I was homeless with my two kids, when they were younger, I didn't like how people were looking at us when I would say homeless, but they didn't know that I had two jobs. It's just that while I was going through a divorce and, you know, just life was just lifing, you know, that I ended up there. But now I know why I had to go homeless, because now I'm able to give back. You know what I'm saying? And so the Lord said that even though they're homeless, they're still our neighbors.
There you go.
So that's why we call them our outside neighbors.
Okay.
All right. And so, yeah. So
I love it. What are some of the things that you do within the foundation to support the community? I know that you minister to them, but you do a lot of things.
Yes. So my dad is also retired, and so he cooks the food for them.
Okay.
And we just don't, of course, they accept anything, but we actually feed them hot meals.
Okay.
Like last month, they had pork chops, and the month before that, they had some ribs. So we cook them food that we eat. Okay, we're just not making them sandwiches. So yeah, they get hot meals. So they get a hot meal, and we get donations. But we have people that give a cash out donations. We have people that buy things off of Amazon, you know, like torches.
Mm-hmm.
People that give cash money. The money that they donate will go to Walmart and buy blankets and, you know, just different things like that. So we make love bags for them. And I have on, now that I have a new Facebook page, I'm going to have to make, you know, list things that was on my old Facebook page to let them know the different types of things that we buy, which is also on my new business course to tell just different things that we have. And I have like volunteers that I have some people that are teachers, and they have their kids that write notes to say, I love you, God loves you, or whatever, you know, because we meet all different types of people. Some are saved, some are not. We don't, it's a no judgment zone with us. So, you know, just because some people are outside neighbors because they may have a disability. Some of them are out there because they have animals, and the homeless shelters won't accept them if they have animals. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Yeah.
They're out there for different reasons. It's not our job.
Yeah.
It's not our job to judge.
That's right.
We're out there to serve. I may not can save everybody. Amen. May not can help everybody, but the ones that we are, we've been helping at least 50 more. So it's just a blessing to be able to just see the faces on the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're out there to pray for them and stuff. So it's just a blessing. I have volunteers that come, and just to see the faces on them. We have kids that come out, you know, to get volunteer hours, you know, for their schools.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell them to bring your papers, you know, that they have to get
the
community
sign up
service
for
hours. Yep, so we do that.
You did a great job. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I hate that they took your Facebook page down, because it showed so much that you did and that you do, and going out there. And I can attest to the food. It's good. If they're getting, you know, hot meals from you, I know that they're getting, you know, good food, which is a blessing. It really is. So I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, that you allow the Lord to speak to you to go out and do these things. And so, like I said, I know that you've been doing it for a long time.
We're actually going to be going out this coming Saturday, the 23rd. We'll be going out.
Now, where do you normally go? Seems like, you know, when I'm looking, following you, and I'm looking at some of your information, there's, you know, particular area.
Yes,
where you go.
Which is out actually in my neighborhood where I live. It's Northwest 7th in Virginia, which is one block east of Penn on Northwest 7th in Virginia.
Okay.
You know where the New Salvation Army is?
Okay.
The New Salvation Army is on Northwest 10th and Penn.
Okay. Yes.
So Virginia is just one block east up in, and we chose that area where the Lord told me, first of all. But there's a lot of outside neighbors in that area.
Okay.
And so the Salvation Army is right on 10th and Penn, and then the homeless allowance is like down the street, like on 3rd, 2nd Street. I can't remember what the actual street, but there's just a lot of outside neighbors.
You go where the need is.
Yes. And like I said, that's my neighborhood. I actually live in that neighborhood. So That's where.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of people say, well, can you go over there? I'm like, just let me know. I mean, because we've actually been to a couple other places, but the people didn't come.
Okay. Well, you go where the need is.
Go where the need is.
That's it. Yeah. All right. That's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've had a recent conference.
Yes.
I spoke with you, and I think I was out of town or something. I was either out of town or I was working. I think I was probably working and couldn't attend. And so you have another one that's coming up in August.
Part two.
Part two of what?
Healing the soul of a woman.
Okay.
And even though we know that a woman is part of the man. And so I had four women that spoke at the conference. But this part two, because there's like 20, I think it's 23 chapters in that book, 23 or 32. I can't remember. The Lord said, we got to have a part two. And it may be part four. I don't know. Okay. The next part that's coming up in August, it's going to be on August the 24th, which is another Saturday. I actually have two men. I haven't posted yet because I just got another Facebook page. There's going to be two men and two women that's going to be speaking. Because like I said, my ministry is about men and women because even men need to be healed.
Of course.
Amen.
That's right.
And the ministry that God has given me is to not only help women, but also help the men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's marriage, even though I've been married, even though I'm in the role of a widower.
Yes.
But also single. I'm back in that. It's been a while since I've been single, but I'm just in the ministry of healing.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad that you said that because you mentioned that you were going through a divorce, but you have been recently married and you lost your husband.
2019.
Okay.
September the 13th, 2019. Yes,
yes. I know that that's still a tender spot.
But I said yes to God because actually when my husband transitioned, mm-hmm. I told God I wasn't going to minister anymore. I wasn't going to teach anymore. I told him I wasn't going to do none of this anymore, but I finally said yes. And when I said yes, he just started opening up so many doors. Mm-hmm. And that's how the conference came about because mm-hmm. I prayed about it and it was such a success. Sold out and still with so many people. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You have to follow his will.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll do some great things.
People now, when the tickets go on sale the 1st of June, tickets going to be limited. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Well, T, I am so glad that you came and you spoke with me today, you know.
I'm so excited,
and,
too.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to, you know, all the many things that I know that God has in store for you to do. And so, kind of go about and tell, since your Facebook page was taken down, but you have a new Facebook page, go ahead and tell people what that is. How can they get in touch with you? If they want to donate, you know, how can they go about doing that? And what are some things that you look for in donations? You know, I know that you said cash. And sometimes people may want to donate other things. So what are some things that you look for and how can they contact you to do those?
First of all, my new Facebook page, until they decide to bring up the other one or whatever, but my new Facebook page is Evangelist T. Brown. That's Evangelist and T-E-E Brown. That's the new Facebook page. Other ways that they can donate is we accept clothes. Now, we don't want no raggedy mm-hmm. clothes, you know, just clothes you can't fit. Amen. Whether they too small or too big, we accept those. Now, the only thing right now is that I don't have a storage place for it. So when I put on our Facebook page, the date is, you know, this coming Saturday, we just need for you to bring them then,
okay.
You know, and we'll distribute them, you know.
At that time,
yes, until God blesses us. If you want to buy us a little storage place,
you know. You never know, somebody's probably listening.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little storage place so that we can put them, because, you know, I have a lot of people like, I got clothes, shoes, I just don't have any place to put them, you know. Yeah. that shoes. You can order things on Amazon. You know, you look on there. I had a donor that donated. They went and bought off of Amazon. You know, those emergency blankets that you see the police department and the fire department. You know, I'm retired from the fire department. They have these emergency blankets that they put over them when it's cold or whatever. They actually donated 200 of those. Wow. So I was able to give it, put in the the love bags. They were able to get two of those each, you know, in the bag. So a blessing, you know. Yeah, and just a lot of things that you see.
Just
you can go
to
the Dollar Tree. Yeah, just whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You said that you have your Cash App.
Yes, my Cash App is $WWFJ2022. Again, that's WWF as in forever, J as in Jesus, 2022.
All right.
Yeah. And that's how they can, you know.
All right. Now you mentioned Facebook, but you also have an Instagram.
Instagram is WWFJ Ministries.
All right. All
yeah.
right.
So, you know, it's like I said, I've been getting more active on Instagram since the Facebook went down. So, you know, so there's two ways that you can see me getting busy. I mean, even though Facebook had went down, I'm still doing that. And I every other Thursday, I do a nursing home ministry. So I'm out there.
You're out there. You're out. Yeah. Now, do you still do your you would do like a minute teacher lesson? There was a certain day that you
I'm
did
getting
that.
Ready to start that back. I would do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
Tea time with tea. I can't think of it right now, but I'm getting ready to start that back up. Like I said, you know, with Facebook taking me off it, I was getting ready to start in March. And they took me off, but it is okay because we are back. We are back with that. So I'm getting ready to start ministering back on Facebook as well. Because a lot of people are like, is this you? Yes, it's me. I'm back. I'm back. You know, like I've never been off there before. So I'm getting ready to start, you know, ministering back on Facebook. But again, I'm on Instagram. So, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm excited.
Oh, great. 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 Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah.
On here, because I know you asked me before. I'm like,
it's just a conversation on the porch, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, Evangelist T. Brown, for coming and joining me on the porch. I look forward to all, you know, the continued ministries that you will be doing for all those people, you know, out in the community, outside neighbors, and your conferences, which are really, really inspiring.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and joining me on the porch. Remember to take time to reflect, share memories, and engage with others on your porch. And I'll meet you here next time on The Porch, your podcast for community conversations, brought to you by the Possibilities Podcast Platform.